taking these opening moments in the body scan to adjust your postures, to notice the contact points that the body makes with your chair or the floor or the bed. Making sure nothing is pulling or tight. Feel free to fiddle about a little bit here. And find some comfort in the body, and yet also wakefulness. And remembering your own personal intentions for being here today. And let them inform this practice. To help you care for yourself. So here's a little reading to take us into the body scan that we can possibly really savor what we experience in the body, that we can feel the sensations as if never felt before. This is called imaginary conversation. You tell me to live each day as if it were my last. This is in the kitchen where before coffee I complain of the day ahead, that obstacle race of minutes and hours, grocery stores and doctors. But why the last, I ask? Why not live each day as if it were the first? All raw astonishment. Eve rubbing her eyes awake that first morning, the sun coming up like an ingenue in the east. You grind the coffee with the small roar of a mind trying to clear itself. I set the table, glance out the window, where dew has baptized every living surface. So as we practice with body scan, can we open to these sensations, oh, this, some astonishment, just like a little child would when they discover their hands or their feet, what they can do with their bodies. Can we notice that this body is fresh and new? Like the dew on the grass, it is fresh and new every moment, always regenerating itself. And so letting ourselves feel the whole body in our chosen postures. Letting go of any unnecessary tension, maybe in the shoulders, the hands, the face. And with a friendly, interested awareness, breathing into the whole body, breath and body together. And on the exhale, let's release the breath, using it as need be to breathe in and out of any places in the body we wish to deepen our experience with. But let the breath go into the background of awareness. As we begin now by noticing our toes, beginning with the toes, can you feel each and every toe and the spaces in between just as they are? And then noticing the soles of the feet. And so here's an interesting inquiry throughout the body scan. Where does one named body part end and the next begin? It's arbitrary that we call them toes and then the soles of the feet. They're contiguous. And yet it can help our attention to notice where the toes end and the soles of the feet begin as we feel into them. Noticing whatever sensations are here as they are. Temperature, pulsation, vibration, pressure, numbness, tingling. And then bringing the awareness into the tops of the feet. Where do the tops of the feet begin? Relative to the soles of the feet, where do the soles of the feet end? Not to get lost in thought about beginnings and endings of body parts, but rather to let it help you deepen your attention. And then breathing in and out of the feet. Releasing them on the out-breath and letting the attention come into the ankles that somehow emerge out of the feet. We call them ankles. This transition point. And then we talk of the lower leg, the shins and the calves, as if somehow separate from the ankles. Can we feel into them where they begin, where they end, and the sensations? Now, the bones of the lower legs, the tibia and the fibula, are actually coming together to form part of the knee joint. And yet we have some sense of knee. Can we feel into the knee? Have a sense of where it begins and ends? feeling both knees. Breathing in and out of the knees if you like, especially if they're feeling a little troubled in some way. Not to fix or change, but to deepen the attention. And so letting go of words such as pain or problem, and just feel the sensations as they are and their changing nature. Sensations continuously beginning and ending. And then letting the awareness come into the thighs. Of course, the lower parts of the femurs form part of the knee joints, and the upper part, the hip joints. And we can feel the bones, the muscles, the skin of the thighs. Feeling too into the hip joints. And when do thighs end and hip joints begin? Is it possible to discern? Bringing attention gently back as it wanders off body, off the moment. This is a gift we receive, we notice, we're wired for awareness. And a moment of grace when we notice wandering mind and come back. And breathing all the way down to the toes, from the hip joints. And releasing the lower extremities on the out-breath as we now shift our attention into the hands. Feeling each and every finger and thumb. What can you feel here? And from the fingers and thumbs into the palms of the hand. Where do fingers and thumbs end and palms begin? Can we notice these transitions? Sensing now the tops of the hands. And noticing the wrists. The wrists, a transition point. What's hand? What's wrist? What's forearm? Can we feel into this? And now aware of the forearms. And the elbows. And so the top parts, the proximal parts of the radius and the ulna form the elbows in conjunction with the humerus above. And sensing into the upper arms and shoulder joints, all connected, and yet a sense of beginnings and endings with these different body parts. Or is there? And feeling the breath all the way through the upper extremities to the fingertips. And releasing that on the out breath as we now drop our attention into the pelvic region. We might feel a sense of pressure with the sitting bones, the buttocks. Feeling the bones and muscles, aware of genitals, bladder, lower intestines, rectum, tailbone. And then letting the attention move into the abdomen. And then we say pelvis and we say abdomen. How are they distinct? Letting the awareness move through the belly to the low back. And letting attention rise up the back of the body. In the pelvic regions, the sacrum, into the lumbar spine region. Feeling body, beginnings and endings. all one. Letting the awareness move up further in the back, feeling the ribs, the spine, the paraspinal muscles. Up into the shoulder blade region. And into the shoulder muscles across the top of the back. And into the back of the neck. Where does the neck begin and end? And then letting the awareness move into the front of the torso, into the chest, heart, lung region. Feeling the breathing here. And feeling into the front of the neck. And if you care to, sensing the breath all through the torso, from the neck all the way down to the pelvic region. And letting that go on the out breath, breathing into face and head. Face and head, where does it begin? Sensing into the chin and jaws. Feeling the mouth. And aware of the cheeks and the cheekbones. The nose, the eyes, and the muscles around in between the eyes and into the forehead. Where do the eyes end and the forehead, where does it begin? And sensing the ears, hearing, and feeling the scalp and the cranium. All the way to the top of the head. And then breathing in and out of face and head. And letting that sense of breathing into extend down the arms to the fingertips. And through the torso to the pelvis. And all the way down to the toes. And so feeling breath and body as a whole again. Recognizing the body as it is, not as we would like it to be, but as it is. Opening to any challenging spots in the body. Perhaps breathe in and out of them as a way to investigate, to deepen the awareness. Knowing it's not always so, this body is continually changing. And then letting go of any focused investigation into a body region and resting back now in breath and body as a whole. This whole body. Where do our bodies end and the outer world begin? And listening to the bells that will end this practice and begin the next one as we go from the body scan into a little stretch and then some sitting. Letting the bells help us make a mindful transition.